You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. The farmyard was uncharacteristically quiet this week. Both Oinky Lunks and Winnie Ben were away on an island paradise, apparently on very important business, and many sheep were also lucky enough to tag along. This left a sense of calm of sorts back on Kiwi Farm. Or did it? After Darling Taker's ejection from the farmhouse the previous week to make way for a free ranger who identified as a unicorn to take her place, Chippy Pork had found that he'd been caught out lying. Or was that disinformation? Or, as Chippy would consider it, mixing up his words about an operative working covertly behind closed doors. Thankfully, with Oinky and Winnie away, the sheep didn't dwell too much on his faux pas. They were easily enough redirected to a member of Oinky's sty who apparently got a little stroppy and may or may not have partaken in some fermented grape juice and was a little rude. However, the sheep were now focused on what was happening over on Uncle Sam's farm. Their election was imminent and the two contenders, Ronald Rump and Commie Lala, were feverishly hunting for their votes. You could not get two more diametrically opposed candidates. Ronald Rump, once revered by the sheep and kitty classes on Uncle Sam's, was now portrayed as the second coming of evil, and no expense or extremes were too much to prevent him ascending again to the top job. Commie Lala, on the other hand, smiled and cackled her way from event to event, highly orchestrated by those who Napoleon now sought comradeship with, and even the booing and heckling from her own supporters didn't seem to bother her a jot, which the sheep on Kiwi Farm thought made her appear even more presidential, when in fact she was simply in a stupor, tipsy from all the fermented beverages she was reportedly so fond of. This didn't matter one iota to the sheep of any persuasion. Those in Uncle Sam's likened Ronald to a dead dictator, and Commie Lala was all here to save you. The sheep on Kiwi Farm busied themselves with story after story of why Commie Lala was good for Kiwi Farm, how her largesse, no doubt influenced by Napoleon, was going to see the return of sanity to Kiwi Farm, and with Commie Lala at the helm of Uncle Sam's, Kiwi Farm would prosper. Up on the knoll, above the farmyard, where the chickens and other animals had grown tired of all the goings-on down below, they watched on. They'd stopped listening to the sheep years ago, preferring new networks of news that started sprouting up. Reality Chook Radio was a favourite on Kiwi Farm, but over on Uncle Sam's there was a bulldog called JR who had amassed a massive following, whom the sheep hated with a passion. But his followers simply did not care. JR would talk to anybody, any animal, any topic. He'd been doing it for years and commanded an audience that the sheep could only dream about. And now, sitting down across from JR this day for a chat, was Ronald Rump. The sheep on Sam's were incensed. How dare he ignore them? They bleated and berated Ronald Rump, a noise that became so deafening, but only if you resided in that echo chamber, of course. Back here on Kiwi Farm, upon the knoll, they were riveted at what they heard and saw. Could the years of madness be about to come to an end? Could this be the beginning of the second coming of the Rump? All will be revealed the following week when Uncle Sam went to the polls. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.